Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Oh, Grace Baker, you're not going to believe what happened to me yesterday. So I'm leaving the show. By the way, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So, Grace, I'm leaving the show yesterday. I had a bazillion things to do. And have you ever been driving and you just sort of lose track of everything? You're just, you know, you're having, and I had somebody on the phone, so I was.
So you were ignoring them on the phone.
No. Well, yeah, sort of. Because I'm driving down. It was Poplar Avenue, and you know exactly where this was, in the Tony section of Germantown.
Yes,
you know where I was at.
Oh, I do.
And I'm sitting at the traffic light. I have no idea. I've never done this before. But I'm sitting at the traffic light, and here in Memphis, you always have to leave at least a, when you're parked at a stop sign or a stoplight, you've got to leave some space in between your cars.
Oh, yeah.
Because of all the carjacking. So you've got to be able to have enough space to run over the carjackers.
Well, I was going to say, you know, someone could bump into you, but that too.
Well, that too. Yeah. And you never want to honk your horn at it. You can't honk your horn or they'll shoot you.
I get terrified when my husband does it. I'll be in the car. I'll be like, don't honk at them unless it's life threatening.
So it's this long traffic light. I'm embroiled in this conversation. Who was I taught? Was it Jeff Katz from WRV? I don't know. Anyway, that's irrelevant. So I'm sitting there waiting, and so there's the turn signal, but I'm not turning. I'm going straight ahead. And I just plowed right through the red light. And I stopped. People started honking. Everybody started honking their horns.
You're like, who are they honking at?
Because you know everybody. Yeah. Because I was just waiting for somebody to be like posting on the Twitter.
Look at that idiot. Starts,
that lawbreaker. He doesn't think he has to. That white privilege. I stop in the middle of the intersection, and then the light turns green.
Wow. You stopped in the middle. No, see, at that point, you just got to go.
So you know what I did?
You've already started.
No, I got to tell you what I did. No, because at that point, you really are. I'm going to get a ticket because it's one of those camera things.
You're in Germantown, too.
So I immediately, there's a gas station like right beyond this. I immediately pulled in and jumped out to get a Baptist martini just in case there was a cop and he was going to try to pull, but there wasn't a cop.
You got lucky.
No, I didn't get lucky because it was a camera light. So
okay,
I got
not totally
I'm getting
lucky.
A ticket.
Well, just wait for that lovely present in the mail.
It is. Grace, I don't look, we've got to talk about our military here in a second, but there's
this is
story.
The real issue of this.
We've got a lot. Yes, but there's a lot going on here on today's show, and I've got to share this story with you. And Grace, you just got married. I mean, about a year and a half ago now?
I did. Yep. Year and a half.
So, and you did, I mean, it's back when I was, you know, of that age, people were getting married in churches. So,
yeah.
But now your generation, you guys are like all natural.
Oh, yeah.
You
I
like
was on
to be
mountain.
Out in nature. Well, not naked, but, you know, not that all natural.
No,
but you like
we're
nature.
Not doing that. But yes.
Yeah. So, you got married in like what, North Carolina?
Yes. Basically on a mountain.
On a cliff.
Now, the residents of North Carolina will know. It's Wiseman's View, I think it was called. You'll know exactly where that is.
Okay. I'm sure a lot of our North Carolina listeners have been over there.
Oh, yeah.
So you literally took the groom to the edge of a cliff.
Literally.
And said, all right, pal, here's the deal.
Now or never. We had about 30 people there, and let me just say we had a lot of onlookers who were watching us.
Looky-loos.
Yeah, you know.
So, but they were very nice and polite, I have to imagine.
Yeah, they were quiet, and they were just chilling, you know, videoing us, a few of them.
So you sent me this crazy TikTok story about a couple, and they don't tell us where it was, but it looks like it was in the country.
Yeah.
And they're getting married in the front yard.
Yeah, it's just like an episode. It's just like the Father of the Bride movie with Steve Martin, my favorite movie of all time. There's your trivia question. But they get married at, you know, they get married at their house, basically. They have the reception there.
And I have to imagine it's cheap. I mean, you're not having to fork over money for this or that. You know, you're just...
Venues are expensive.
I can imagine.
Thousands of dollars.
I can imagine. We thought about opening up our news bunker. This would be a great location.
There you go. Got good lighting. Good, the studio lights.
We have grass.
For those photos.
Perfect lighting, exactly. So anyway, they're getting married, and they got a big crowd there. You got the groom side and the bride side. By the way, which side was larger on your? Who had more people there for your wedding?
I did, but it was only, my family was smaller, but I had more friends. My husband had the bigger family, but less friends.
Oh, he doesn't have friends?
No, he has friends. Sad. They just, a couple of them were supposed to come, and then they couldn't make it.
I got it. He doesn't have friends. It's okay. No, I understand. We'll work on that. So anyway, back to my story. So you've got this this huge wedding on the front lawn of this house, and all of a sudden, you know, it's like, dearly beloved, you hear this god-awful lawnmower sound. And it's like, dearly beloved, we are gathered together in the sight of God.
I do.
Do you want it?
I do.
Hello.
What'd you say?
I do.
What'd you say?
I do.
Aunt Lucy can't hear you in the back. What'd you say?
What'd you say? This is terrible. So... in the middle of, it's like the wedding ceremony. Okay, enough with the lawnmower. Thank you, Kyle.
So, I feel like we're there.
Kyle loves being able to get out of the lawnmower. We have a riding mower here at the news bunker. So the neighbor comes out, and they call her Karen. Karen on a lawnmower. And she's out there, and she's mowing this massive lawn.
Oh,
that was terrible.
This is what it was like. I mean, we're just talking, and there it is again.
So now it's created this raging debate that we're having here at the Liberty University studios, which are freshly mowed.
Smell that new grass smell.
Ooh, smells good. Oof. So anyway, people are like, how rude of this neighbor to go out there and mow the grass during the entire wedding ceremony.
Now, see, if I was having a wedding at my house, my only thing I'll say is you have to send out a flyer or something like a few weeks before to let the neighbors know. Because, you know, there's probably a lot of people parking on the street and stuff. So maybe the people having the wedding didn't let her know.
Or invite the neighbors, really maybe.
Or, she wasn't invited.
But other people say, well, look, the neighbor has no obligation. The neighbor wasn't invited to the wedding. This is not her deal. And you know what? It's not her fault that these people were too cheap to go out there and get a church.
Oh,
I'm just saying what other people
are saying. I can't say anything. I got married for free in nature. But
we had
to roll with it. We were like... there could be people there. There could be
bears.
Dancing. Bears. Oh, there was a bear. Really? Just not at the ceremony.
Which side was that? Was the bear sitting on?
No. My friends were driving back down the mountain, and then they saw a bear.
Oh, I see. So anyway, back to our story, though, Grace. It's not all about you.
I'm sorry.
We've talked about your wedding. So, Grace, so here's the thing. So others are saying, you know what? The neighbor really did nothing wrong here. Maybe the neighbor, maybe that was the only time the neighbor could go out and mow the grass.
Maybe it was about to rain.
Could have been about to rain. You never know. Maybe it was like a garden show, and she wanted to make sure that she won the prize.
Exactly.
And she had a freshly manicured lawn.
Very important.
Regardless, it just seems to me the best way to handle this situation, because nobody seemed to know how to handle the situation, and we're all about helping people on this radio program. I mean, this isn't even the biggest story of the day that we're talking about, but I want to be able to help these people. I want to be able to help all the young millennials and Generation Zers that are getting out there and they're exchanging their I do's. So the next time that happens, you're on the front lawn of your own house, and the neighbor cranks up the lawnmower during your wedding ceremony, all you have to do is send the flower girl or the maid of honor over armed with a weed whacker and take care of business. That's all.
Perfect.
That's all. There you go. All right.
Problem solved.
We try to help people here. Okay, welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So there is a bizarre story involving the U.S. Navy. And, folks, we've been talking to you for a long time now about military readiness, military preparedness. And this pains me to say, but I believe that we are in a very dangerous spot in the United States right now. I believe that if our armed forces were called upon to fight a war, that we would have a very difficult time winning that war. Now, we're going to be playing a lot of audio, and we're going to be talking about a lot of stories about what's been happening in the military. But I can tell you, under the Biden administration, our military has been turned into a social engineering petri dish. This is not about learning how to blow things up and kill the enemy, which is, by the way, what the military is supposed to do. Now, you may be repulsed by that idea, but that's what the military is supposed to do. And that's why our military is the greatest fighting force on the planet. That's why our military is the most feared on the planet. But right now, I'm telling you, the Russians and the Chinese and the Iranians and everybody else, even the folks down in Cuba, as JFK used to call that island nation, every one of them, they're laughing at us because they know that our military, under Joe Biden and quite frankly under Barack Hussein Obama, they were not told, they were not trained to kill the enemy. They were not trained to win wars. They've been spending all of their time, all of their effort, all of our tax money, turning them into a woke fighting force of sex and gender revolutionaries. Now, I'm going to play some audio for you. This is from a Navy training video. And if you have ever watched Nickelodeon, if you have watched any of the children's educational programs, that's exactly how this audio is set up. It's as if we're watching some sort of a weird children's educational PBS show. And the Navy is announcing they're creating a safe space for sailors who might have a problem with their preferred pronouns. Take a listen.
Hi, my name is Johnny, and I use he, him pronouns.
Hi, and I'm Conchi, and I use she, her pronouns.
And we're here to talk about pronouns.
What is a pronoun? A pronoun is how we identify ourselves apart from our name, and it's also how people refer to us in conversations.
Using the right pronouns is a really simple way to affirm someone's identity. It is a signal of acceptance and respect.
If it's a signal of acceptance and respect, how do we go about creating a safe space for everybody?
That's a good question. A really good way to do that is to use inclusive language. Instead of saying something like, hey guys, you can say, hey everyone, or hey team.
Yeah, and now that you say that, another way that we could show that we're allies and that we accept everybody is to maybe include our pronouns in our emails or, like we just did, introduce ourselves using our pronouns.
But what would I do if I misgender someone?
I think the first thing to recognize is that it's not the end of the world. You correct yourself and move on, or you accept the correction and move on. The most important thing I can tell you is do not put the burden of making you feel good about your mistake on the person that you just misgendered.
Oh, thank you for telling me that.
Yeah, and another tip for you to remember their pronoun next time, it's in your mind. Kind of go through a progression of three good things about the person using their pronoun. So let's say the person chooses to use they, then you will in your mind go, they have a nice shirt. They have a nice smile. They are really smart. So that kind of sticks in your brain.
That is so helpful. I want to know, what would I do if I want to know someone's gender identity or pronouns?
The most important thing is do not pressure anybody into giving you their pronouns. Some people may be going through the process of discovery and they are not ready yet to tell you what their pronouns are, and that's okay.
So I should just lead with my pronouns and they may follow or not. And if they don't, then I can just continue to use gender neutral language.
Yes, exactly. Just to share something with you that happened the other day at a cookout I was at, we were talking about pronouns And somebody was disagreeing with how different people see themselves as different pronouns. And the argument was, if you look like a female, then it's she, her, because that's what's normal. And if you make me call you something else, then you're infringing on my rights. And I was really taken aback by the comment, and I really wasn't sure how to respond. And the only thing I could really think quickly to say was, it's not about you at all. And it's mostly and ultimately about respect.
It is about respect. That's an important point to make. And I think you did the right thing. I think it's important to keep it short and simple. What I would have said to help them understand better is to talk about mispronouncing names. For example, my name is Johnny, spelled J-O-N-Y. And it's normal for someone to pronounce my name like Joni. But if I were to tell you over and over again, my name is Johnny, and you insist on mispronouncing my name, I would feel disrespected by you. Some names are very difficult to pronounce, but do you know what is very easy to pronounce? She, he, they.
Now, I want to ask you a question. All the little Jonies that are in the U.S. Navy right now, do you really think, ladies and gentlemen, what you just heard, do you think a fighting force made up of little Jonies and whatever this gal was named, do you think these people are capable of fighting and winning a naval battle? Do you believe that our military is capable of defending our nation, of defending freedom? I don't have much confidence right now. Do you? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. ToddStarns.com. We have the video, and you got to watch the video. It's up on our website. A lot of other great stories. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
You know, I went into great detail over how the Obama administration really dismantled our leadership, firing Barack Obama fired more generals than any other American president. And I documented all of that in Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. You guys can get yourself a copy over at ToddStarns.com. I want to go to Gene, the Trump superfan, hanging out with us. And Gene, I know you want to weigh in on the military situation. Good hearing from you.
Thank you so much, Todd. I want to thank you. I want to thank you and Grace, number one. I just want to bring this up, you know, to hear the beginning of the show and all the funniness that was going on with certain things. You know, if you bring one smile to somebody's face, well, you guys did your job, and you did that for me, okay? So I want to thank you both for everything that all your staff does, Todd.
Well, you're kind to say that, Gene. We've got a great team here, and I just couldn't ask for a finer folks to work with, and they work very hard to put together a great show for us every single day.
And that's why you're wonderful, and we the people of our movement love you, Todd. But yeah, let's talk about, you know, I mean, I really like to always think about how our President Trump and how he always spoke to us. And he always gave us examples of everything that was going on, whether it was China, whether it was this, was the military. Today, it's a mix-up. We have no, and as you know, we have no clue what's going on, okay? Now, they want to, first off, I'll be honest with you. I was about to call Chachi from Happy Days because when I was on hold and I was listening to that baloney that you were playing, I didn't realize, well, because I was doing my dishes, and all of a sudden I said, what the? I didn't even realize it was the show until I realized the nonsense that I heard. You know, our military is strong. We always be strong. We have the good-hearted men out there, and that's what it is. And President Trump knows that. I'm with him because how he does this and how he is the leader, and he built our military up, and these folks want to demolish it.
That's right, Gene.
Thank you, Todd,
they do. Gene, gotta run, my friend. It is great hearing from you. Don't be a stranger. Folks, do you have confidence in Biden's Pentagon? 844-747-8868. Hang tight. We'll be right back, America.
If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why? It's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code Starnes or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code Starnes.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. What a great day to have you join us on the radio, border to border, coast to coast, now broadcasting on 135 radio stations. Let's go to California. Sydney is on the line. And Sydney, I understand that you actually served in the Navy. What's your reaction to this news coming out of the Navy?
Hey, Todd, how are you? First of all, I want to thank you for taking my call. Like I was telling Grace, I'm not surprised, but I'm very, very disappointed that the Navy that I served in and gave my life to for 20 years will bow down to these people who, I can say, at the most represent 5% of the people, of the population. And surely these, the members of the LGBT community, they've been around for in the military for years, and that's an honest fact. I've served with a few of them. But I would say that the greatest, quote-unquote, greatest Navy in the world needs to focus more on protecting our country instead of focusing on pronouns.
Sydney, I'm curious. Are you hearing from other people who have maybe veterans or people who are currently serving? Are they concerned about all of these all of this wokeness?
Being in Lancaster, Edwards Air Force Base here, and I have a lot of friends that have served in the military, Air Force, Army, Navy, here at Lancaster Baptist Church. And we are concerned with how the military is going. It's concerned, disappointed, like with anything else that's happening in the Biden administration. We're concerned and very disappointed. But we just have to, for us coming from Lancaster Baptist Church, we're just trusting in the Lord, knowing that He's got a plan for everything, and we just have to continue praying for our country. And no, that's the least that we can do is ask the Lord to just,
Oh, you're absolutely right, Sydney, and that's a big problem these days. People are afraid to speak out. They're afraid to say something, and this goes all the way back to the Biden administration or the Obama administration, where this attack on the foundations of the military actually were being waged.
Yep, and as far as I can remember, none of the Democratic presidents ever liked the military. So it's something that I kind of expect, but still I'm disappointed. But I still have confidence with the men and women, my fellow sailors who are currently serving. They just have to keep strong, keep faith to what they're what they signed up for, and hopefully in 2 years we'll have a new president that will love the military more.
Well said. Sydney, we appreciate you, and we salute your service to our great nation, and say hello to all of our friends out there in Lancaster, California. Good people out there in that part of the country. 844-747-8868. Hang tight if you're on the lines. We're going to get to your calls. I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we're honored to have one of the best podcasters in all of America with us, our good friend Monica Crowley. Monica, great to have you today.
You know, Todd, you were a great friend, which is why I always love coming on with you. But that introduction you always give me is so super that I really double extra love coming on with you.
Well, you see, I hear you when you're on our good friend Sebastian Gorka's show, and I'm always trying to outdo his introductions because he does an amazing job.
Well, I have all the right friends, including you and Seb.
Monica, we've been talking about this Navy training program that's coming out. They're creating a safe space for sailors who are confused about their pronouns. And you just really wonder what in the world is going on inside Biden's Pentagon with this wokeness. It's nuts.
Well, it's everywhere. And, you know, it's a form of corruption, of course, because anything that takes away from the military's main mission, which is to protect the United States, protect the American people, and fight and win wars. And sometimes that involves killing the enemy, right? I mean, I hate to be brutally honest about it, but that's their mission. Anything that detracts from that mission is something that puts Americans further and further at risk. So you do see this happening across the board. It's not just the U.S. military, but you're seeing it in law enforcement. You're seeing it across every institution. You're seeing it in education. Todd, this kind of thing is happening everywhere. And it's meant to, you know, they dress it up as some form of tolerance, but it's actually meant to undermine and ultimately destroy our institutions en route to destroying the country.
No, you're absolutely right, Monica, and it's insane that this is going on, not just in the Navy, but all the branches of the military, even Space Force. They're promoting something called queer space. I don't even want to get into that right now, but I do want you to weigh in on this crazy story involving Stephen Colbert's insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. We talked about this yesterday. Quite frankly, I think every person on his staff who was arrested, they ought to still be in jail, along with those arrested on January the 6th.
Well, absolutely. I mean, these are the left's rules, right, Todd? So this looks very much like an insurrection to me. They were on government property. They were unescorted. They were not invited in. They were there with the intent to disrupt a government proceeding, which is the January 6th committee, that sham. But they were engaged in all of the things that they claimed that the January 6th protesters were engaged in. So I would like to see June 16th now be as an important of a date as January 6th in the history of this nation, right? Where is the left screaming death of democracy? Because that's exactly what an insurrection is, an attempt to destroy democracy. January 6th was not that. But if we're playing by the left's rules, then the Colbert team should be held to account in the exact same way that the January 6th folks are. So I'm looking forward to solitary confinement, being locked away in a Washington, D.C. jail for 18 months without due process. I'm looking for them to be smeared in the press. I'm looking for the exact same even-handed treatment of those folks as the January 6th folks. And of course, we're not going to get it. And of course, this is laden with sarcasm. But isn't that the point then, Todd, that we are living in a system, we're living in a country that has a two-tier justice system and an unequal application of the law and a very, very corrupt press?
And Monica Crowley, I just, again, want to go on the record, and I wrote this on social media yesterday. I am among those calling for congressional hearings. I want to hear Triumph, the insult comic dog, testify under oath.
Yes, wouldn't that be something?
You know, that's sorry, dog. Monica Crowley, I have to tell you, I don't know why that guy, Robert Smigel, that guy gets under my skin, but they cornered me at one of the political conventions years ago, and I ended up being on, was it Conan O'Brien, I think, at the time? I can't remember. I think Triumph started with Conan, but I ended up being a part of their huge comedy attack hit piece. It was very unpleasant.
Yeah, no, I think I remember that, Todd, when they sort of cornered you and ambushed you on that. Look, they play according to their own rules. They do what they want. Colbert last night was trying to dismiss the whole thing as just jokes and my team doing their job. No, you were trespassing at the U.S. Capitol, which is what you were plastering the January 6th protesters for doing, right? Well, I'm not the president trying to incite an insurrection. Oh, come on. It is, you either break the law or you don't break the law. We either have rule of law or we don't have rule of law. And in this country, there has been a widespread breakdown of the respect that we have for our institutions. But that didn't just materialize, Todd. That's a direct result of the fact that our institutions have been failing us. You cannot have a healthy, functioning republic when you do not have the equal application of the law. Lady Liberty and Lady Justice is supposed to be blind. She's blindfolded for a reason. And yet now we have, it's not an uneven application of the law based on race or gender or anything like that. It's based on your political affiliation, which is just as dangerous as, you know, a justice system that is going on the base of race or gender or anything else. And those of us on the short end of the stick, those of us who are conservatives and populists and people of faith, boy, you know, the country cannot go on much longer like this, Todd. It just can't. Something has got to give.
It does, Monica, and I think the day of reckoning is coming probably sooner than we expect, as even more Democrats realize their careers are on the line because of the Biden administration's failures. I want to talk real quick about the podcast coming up. What you got cooking?
Yes, well, you are going to be my guest on Friday.
I'm excited about this.
I cannot wait to have you on the Monica Crowley podcast, Todd. Thank you for joining me on Friday. I wanted to have you on because I'm anticipating major Supreme Court decisions coming down on Thursday this week, including the big decision on Roe v. Wade and a big decision on guns, a big decision on immigration. So I'm looking forward to having you on Friday so we can take apart all of these very important legal but also cultural issues, and to talk to you about where we stand culturally in these culture wars. There does seem to be a real shift in the energy, Todd, and that's something that I'd like to explore with you. It does feel like God is starting to put his foot down a little bit.
It does.
We will explore that on the podcast, and in the meantime, I've got a new show every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. A new one tomorrow as well, and you can get it wherever you get your podcasts: Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher. So please check it out.
It's a great podcast, everybody. You got to check it out, Monica Crowley, and we've got links on our live show blog. Monica, look forward to Friday.
Hey, it's a pleasure as always, Todd. Thank you.
All right, Monica Crowley, everybody, y'all got to listen to this. It's going to be so much fun on this podcast, and we're going to talk about my book, Culture Jihad. We're going to have a good time, folks. Hang tight if you're on hold. We're going right to your calls. We've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This week, Greta Van Susteren back on cable news, her new show on Newsmax, America's fastest growing cable news channel. Every night, Greta is proving that people want real news without the media spin. Her show is called The Record with Greta Van Susteren, 6 o'clock Eastern. Greta broadcasting from Washington with real news, giving you the facts you need to know, asking the tough questions the big media will not ask. Folks, you got to check it out. Find out why millions of people are making the switch to Newsmax. By the way, if you want more info, all you have to do is text the word Greta to 39747. That's Greta to 39747. We'll be right back.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Oh, wow!
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Let's go to the phones here. Cordova, Tennessee. Richard, listening to us on KWAM, our flagship station. Hey, Richard, what's on your mind?
Hello, Mr. Todd. I am calling about the corruption of our language with the desecration of our pronouns. As the venerable Rush Limbaugh once told us, the purpose of the military is to kill people and break things. You don't do that with pronouns. As far as this dust-up with the Navy and this little video that they have for, quote, training, unquote, purposes, that leads me to suspect that even though the Navy has the United States Navy band, it's time to disband it, replace it with the Village People, and change the song from Anchors Away to In the Navy. Now, as far as pronouns go, I happen to have my own set of personal pronouns. They are Lord and Master, but people can just call me King.
King. I love it. So what do you? So what is it? Anchors. It's Anchors Away. What do you think the new song ought to be? The new theme song for the Navy.
In the Navy. I mean, it wouldn't be YMCA.
YMCA. The Gay National Anthem. Did you ever hear that? They call it the Gay National Anthem.
I don't know it. YMCA, seems to me maybe that would be more appropriate. Anchors Away.
YMCA.
Anchors Away, boys. Anchors Away. All right. All right, Richard. Thanks for the call. By the way, you know, it's not just the pronoun crowd. Remember, Grace, we got our hands on this exclusive commercial that the Air Force produced.
Oh yeah.
Do we know for certain that the Air Force produced it? But we think it is.
We have our sources.
So because they were talking about how they want to let pregnant women into combat, the Air Force.
Oh yeah.
So we found we can't tell you who our sources are, but we were able to get our hands on a copy of a commercial the Air Force produced. Let's take a listen to this.
If you've got a baby bump, Uncle Joe has a job for you. Announcing the 101st Newborn Division, an Air Force fighter squadron exclusively for newborns and their mothers, like Captain Marge Callahan.
Carpet bombing the Taliban was a piece of cake compared to pushing out Larry Jr. Woohoo! Dry passing a 13-pound baby boy. God bless America.
You'll defend our nation's skies in the all-new Mach 24, a custom-made fighter jet with optional foot and back massage and a baby seat in the back. But that's not all. Newborns get a little cranky pulling positive G's, so the Mach 24 has an in-flight feeding pump. There's nothing like fresh milk at 40,000 feet. And just in case your little wingman drops a dirty bomb, no worries. The all-new Mach 24 comes with an air freshener and wet wipes. And if that doesn't work, you can always just punch out. The 101st Newborn Division. Sign up today at a maternity ward near you.
Marge, Lieutenant Colonel Marge Callahan sounds familiar. I don't.
I can't quite place it.
Yeah, I'm. It's coming. Yeah,
we'll figure it out.
Dirty bombs. All right, let's go to Ronnie, North Carolina, WSIC. Ronnie, I don't know. I guess it could be an Air Force commercial.
I don't know. Sounded familiar to me.
Mm-hmm. All right, Grace Baker. All right, Ronnie, what's on your mind?
Well, Mr. Starnes, about something you said earlier. First off, I think the people living in America today don't appreciate what they have, and I don't think they would come together the way they did during World War II. So I'm not so sure we would really have a really strong military if we had to really put it to use. However, our enemy needs to realize that our Second Amendment was our first home. And if they come over here, they're going to have a whole lot more than they can handle.
Well, I would hope that would be the case, Ronnie. You know, there is a survey out there. They interviewed Democrats, and 60% of Democrats say they would not fight if the U.S. was actually invaded. So you've got Cubans or Mexicans coming into the country. You're going to have the Democrats running to Canada.
Well, that'll just leave us more land when it's all over.
Well, there you go. Look, I think we would be able to repel an invasion only because just about every grandmother in the Deep South is armed and knows how to use her cast iron skillet and her pistol. So I think we'll be doing all right.
There would be a patriot behind every tree, I promise.
Well, no doubt about that. Yeah, they're going to have a hard time. I think the South and the Midwest, I think we can take care of business. We'll help out the folks that don't have guns, which mostly are the Democrats. But I think we could take an invading country. Ronnie got a skedaddle. 60% of Democrats say they would not fight if the United States is an invader. That's pretty pitiful in my estimation. What a bunch of wusses. All right, folks, got to take a break. Hour two coming up next. Your calls, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We are glad to have you with us. Hour two of the big show. Got a lot going on. Big primary battles and runoffs from Alabama to Georgia. And we'll be providing you the details on that tomorrow, the results. One of the ones we've been watching is over in Alabama, where Congressman Mo Brooks in a Senate runoff with Katie Britt. And President Trump backing Britt, Mo Brooks. Had Trump's backing, but they fell out of favor with each other over the Stop the Steal movement. And we'll keep you updated on that. Brooks is hoping that he's going to be able to put off the win. I think, honestly, Brooks is, in fact, the true Trump candidate in that race. Also, there are some runoff races over in Georgia. Primarily on the Democrat side. And we've got a couple of races in Virginia and Washington, D.C. we are keeping close tabs on. But I can tell you that the latest polling data, it's all about the economy. All about the economy. I mean, people are spitting mad over how much it costs to go grocery shopping these days. It's just insane. You know, Grace Baker, when I walked into the gas station to avoid getting the ticket from the police, the popo
you were running.
I was running from the law, and it was like $3 for a Baptist martini.
Oh, yeah. My mom sent me a pic from the grocery store saying cream cheese was $7.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's in a lot of Southern cooking. So
well, that's true. That and butter.
Yeah,
lots of butter.
Lots of butter.
The majority of Americans say the economy, number one issue that will determine how they vote. Is that true, ladies and gentlemen? Are you out there deciding who you're going to vote for based on the economy? Redfield and Wilton Strategies asked people which issues are most likely to determine how you vote in November. And 61%, it's the economy. Healthcare arrived at a distant second, 31%. Abortion, 27%. Immigration, 22%. The environment, 20%. Government spending, 20%. Oh, and guess what? Guess what made this list of all things? It's the China virus pandemic. Yeah, according to this, the China virus pandemic, 19% of people are very concerned about the China virus. By the way, Grace, I was listening to a radio show this morning. They were talking about favorite Chinese restaurants. I don't know why I just thought about that. But Yeah, I love the. You know what I love? I love the sweet and sour chicken, but
that's
I gotta have the sweet and sour on the side.
Oh, yeah, so it doesn't get soggy, right?
Mm. Exactly. So you can dip it. Mm. It's kind of like when you do, you know, somebody taught me this, ingenious. You know, normally, like how you, when you make a salad, how do you, when you make your salad, do you pour the salad dressing on your salad?
Yes, of course.
So you don't dip it on the side.
No, that's too difficult.
Well, so I found out an even easier way at the, of all places, the Chick-fil-A. I was over at the Chick-fil-A driving through, and I threw the girl. They've got the people outside, these poor kids. It's like 300 degrees outside.
Yep.
But I'm going through the drive-thru, and she was like, "Hello, Mr. Starnes. Would you like your regular?"
They know your name.
They know my name there. And so I'm like, "No, I don't want my regular. I want a side salad." And I got the... So I don't know who told me. Was this Kyle? Kyle may have told me to get the dressing. Avocado lime dressing.
Okay, I've heard that's pretty good.
At the Chick-fil-A. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's amazing. But you know how I do it? This is great, Grace. So when you get one of those side salads, it comes with a little top, and you pop the top. So what you do is you pour the salad dressing over the salad.
Yes.
Then you put the top back on. And you shake, shake, shake.
Okay,
like
well,
a
that
shake
makes
and bake.
Sense.
It's great.
But you put it on it. You don't dip it.
Well, you could do one or the other.
You could.
That's the point.
But why would you dip? Anyway.
I don't know.
Someone can call in and prove me wrong, but I don't. I've never met anybody.
So you're not a dipper? Because some people literally do that. They will
not
put the salad dressing on the side, and then they'll dip their lettuce or dip their tomato.
Never seen it.
Or
never
the cucumber.
This is what I do. Typically, if I'm at a restaurant, I pour some of it on, and then you eat like half of it, right? And then it's like there's no more dressing. You ask for extra dressing, and then you put more on.
That defeats the purpose of it being healthy, right?
And I guess that's the point. If it's a vinaigrette, but if it's ranch, then yeah, you're
nah,
right.
Nah, I got to have, it's either ranch or Thousand Island.
Okay.
And it's got to be the good. No, no, no. It's got to be the good Thousand Island.
Fair enough.
Except for that. Avocado lime dressing at Chick-fil-A.
Well, now you've got another one to add.
Which is, if they would just bring back, I don't know if any of you folks remember, they used to have carrot salad at Chick-fil-A.
That sounds terrible.
Oh, that was good stuff.
Really?
Oh, it was great. And they used to have a good chicken salad sandwich.
Okay, fair.
I don't think they make that anymore.
I don't think they do.
It's very sad. They're starting to go woke.
Oh!
That's what it is.
Wait a minute. You of all people calling for a carrot salad at Chick-fil-A, and you're saying they're going woke.
Absolutely. Even though that is a southern delicacy.
Ew,
right
it has raisins in it?
Yes. It's very good. It's delicious.
It looks like pumpkin mash.
Stop.
I don't even want to know what the raisins
Stop,
represent.
Grace Baker. All right. wow, we are so far off topic right now, Grace Baker. There is a story out of thehill.com, the best run cities in America. And I've got the list here. This is fascinating. It's not, I wasn't surprised Memphis is not on the list. We're the most violent, we're the most poorly run city in America. But the story is pretty interesting here. Let's go through here. Wallet Hub compared the operating efficiency of 150 of the largest cities in the nation. Along 38 quality of service metrics, I guess, are potholes and whether or not the power stays on during a windy day. Are those on the list?
They should be.
So here are the cities. Boise, Idaho. Our folks in Chattanooga, Tennessee. So we have a lot of listeners in Chattanooga on Nuga Radio. You guys are on the list as one of the best run cities
really?
In America. Mm-hmm. Fort Wayne, Indiana, home of WOWO, W-O-W-O Radio. Nashua, New Hampshire. Lexington, Fayette, Kentucky. Those are the top ones. And then Cleveland, Ohio. No, there's no way Cleveland,
Ohio.
No
way. What is their criteria, I ask?
Wait a second. I am so sorry. I have made a mistake. Chattanooga is the worst run city in America. Oops, my bad.
Oh, no.
You know, I just feel bad. I just built up our friends in East Tennessee.
Man, that's why I was like, really? It's on the best run? I was a
And now I
surprised.
Have to tell them, sorry, you guys suck. I'm sorry.
You still got a great aquarium,
It's a great aquarium.
I've actually never been. I've just heard it's great.
And so let me try this again. I've just completely botched this segment. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Tisk, tisk.
So the worst run cities in America, Cleveland, Ohio. That makes sense.
That makes much more sense.
Chattanooga, Tennessee. Oh. New York City.
Yes.
San Francisco. And Washington, D.C.
Oh, see, that was your clue. And when you saw New York City, you were like, no way, is this on the best list.
No way. So I'm surprised Memphis is not one of... I would say that Chattanooga's run better than Memphis is.
You would think so.
I mean, no offense.
Producer Kyle's shaking his head, but I would agree.
But the top five city of Boise, Idaho is numero uno.
Interesting. Never been.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
What do they got there? I don't know.
Trees and potatoes.
There you go.
That's all there is to it. Or where is this story? Grace, this is crazy. We talk about the government spending. The Justice Department has announced they are spending $1 million to create a center for two-spirit Utes.
Oh, no, not this two-spirit stuff again.
This one creeps me up because I'm always thinking it's like this is like the ghost gender identity.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hello. I have two spirits.
That's just creepy.
Isn't it creepy? It's like Casper, the friendly ghost, but no ghosts are friendly. So anyway, there's a department of the DOJ called the Office of Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention. Oh, the names of these places. Can they not just shorten it? Right, exactly. So they are searching for an organization that will be paid $1 million to implement their plan to create a national resource center for justice involving gays and two-spirit Utes. Maybe we should put in for the $1 million. All right, here, kids, watch Ghostbusters.
There you go.
Knock yourselves out. Have a blast. I mean, who do you call? I mean, I would call Ghostbusters, right?
Not the new version, but the old one, yeah.
Yeah, that's the woke feminist version.
I didn't watch it.
Oh, I was kind of rooting for the ghost. Ugh. And the marshmallow guy.
I just stuck to the old ones. I didn't even give it my time.
Now, what are two-spirit? I don't understand the two-spirit.
I still don't understand it. We have talked about this before, but it's still...
I have two spirits.
I think it's somebody who's like bipolar or something. Or like split personality disorder.
Oh my God. Are they really bipolar? Is that what you call them?
I don't know. I'm just making something up, but that would make the most sense. Like you had two different personalities.
It's very confusing here. But apparently, the Family League of Baltimore may be in the line for one of these. So I don't know. It's very strange.
Oh, so see, according to LGBTQ Health, two-spirit refers to a person who identifies as having both a masculine and a feminine spirit. See, I've heard mixed reviews. So, okay, they're saying it's masculine and feminine spirit. Well, that's just...
A transgender ghost?
Yeah.
That just seems like a lot of work. I mean, it really does. And what if they're a midget?
Well, at least, you know, ghosts, they just wear the bed sheet. So they don't have to figure out if they got to wear a dress that day or pants.
I mean, or you can have like half of it be like a white bed sheet and the other half floral print.
Ah,
so,
there you go.
I mean, you could do that. Regardless,
that'd be one solution.
Well, look, regardless, your government is spending $1 million of your tax money, ladies and gentlemen, to study this nonsense. And it's a load of crap.
We're doomed.
Sit the kids down, let them watch Ghostbusters. Or better yet, if your child is suffering from a two-spirit kind of a thing, just call the Catholic priest, tell him to swing by and bring, I don't know, the exorcism kit, and you can do perform an exorcism. And then they're back down to one spirit. Got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. This is nonsense. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starn Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right, so Stephen Colbert is breaking his silence after, seven of his staffers were arrested for, quite frankly, insurrection up on Capitol Hill. That's what they ought to be charged with. They were caught breaking the law. They were charged with being in an unauthorized area of the U.S. Capitol building, and now we're getting word that people like Adam Shifty Schiff, Pencil Neck, was among lawmakers who actually walked the staffers around. And this is all on video camera. Robert Smigel, who performs as Triumph, the insult comic dog, was among those arrested. Colbert is trying to make light of it, calling it first-degree puppetry, but that's not what happened. I mean, these guys broke the law. They did exactly what most of those involved in January 6 did, and they're facing the same charges, except they did not have to stay in jail. And quite frankly, they ought to be in jail along with the January 6 people who've been in jail for over a year and a half, no bail. Anyway, Tucker was talking about this last night. Cut number four, please.
Just before this show aired, we learned that last night, producers for Stephen Colbert's show on CBS committed insurrection at the United States Capitol. Adam Schiff, the congressman from California, who has spent the last year and a half telling you that unauthorized violations of Capitol space are a coup, Adam Schiff illegally gave producers from CBS access to the Capitol. And then the group, which includes the show's senior producer, a director, a comedian, and a writer, remained in the Longworth House office building after hours. And the point of them being there was for them to harass sitting members of Congress. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert. U.S. Capitol Police say they got a call about a disturbance at about 8:30 p.m. They told us, quote, responding officers observed seven individuals unescorted and without congressional ID in a sixth-floor hallway. Officers then arrested them and charged them with unlawful entry into the Capitol complex. Now, that's the exact same charge that many January 6th defendants face. We'll just get right to it. It is likely that some members of Stephen Colbert's team will be held in solitary confinement for a year and a half without being charged. Why? Because this is an insurrection. And actually, joking aside, how could they not be held for a year and a half in solitary confinement without being charged? Because the precedent is in place. And how in the world can Adam Schiff, again, who spent the last year and a half eliminating the civil liberties of Trump voters on the basis of January 6th, do the exact same thing and not face punishment? We're going to tell jokes about, oh, it's like Pearl Harbor. No, it's exactly like what happened on January 6th. So we'll take a close look at what the punishments are. Liz Cheney, call your office. You've got another committee to impanel. Adam Kinzinger is crying at the thought.
And I know, you know, people may think this is a joke, but I'm curious, how did those seven individuals gain access to the U.S. Capitol? How is it they were able to be in a place they were not authorized to be, especially in the aftermath of the January 6th riot at the Capitol? I'm curious, do you think that Stephen Colbert's staff should be charged? Should they face the same penalties as those who were arrested simply for walking into the Capitol on January 6th? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Now, according to Fox News, the seven staff members conducted interviews that day with Adam Schiff, Stephanie Murphy of Florida, and Jake Auchincloss of Massachusetts. And Fox is reporting that an aide to Auchincloss actually let the staffers back into the House office building around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and they were left unattended for several hours. We do know, another source is telling us, that they were spotted outside the congressional offices of Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene. Now, why do you think that is? What do you think they were up to? Is it possible that Stephen Colbert's team was trying to ambush both of those lawmakers with the cameras rolling? Is that a possibility? By the way, Congressman Jim Jordan and Congressman Rodney Davis out of Illinois are asking Capitol Police for more information. They want to know, hey, how did all this go down? How is it that Stephen Colbert's production team was allowed access to the Capitol building and the Capitol complex? CBS News says the interviews at the Capitol were authorized and prearranged through congressional aides of the members interviewed. In other words, you have Democrat aides and staffers who are responsible for helping them avoid the Capitol Police. They ought to be arrested, too. They ought to be charged with crimes. And again, as Tucker said, fair is fair. I mean, if you're going to arrest law-abiding American citizens who were told by police to go inside the building, and then all of a sudden they're charged with trespassing, then by golly, you better charge these guys too. What say you, America? 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Ah, well, hello, everybody. Hope you're doing good. You know what we ought to do, Grace Baker? I want to create something new. We're not going to do it today. But, you know, we've got a very vibrant audience here in the Todd Stearns radio program. Our crew loves to party. They love to have a great time. We have one of the most beautiful audiences in all of America.
True.
We also have, and talk radio is pretty much a guy-dominated audience. You know, when you listen to talk radio, predominantly guys are the audience.
This is true.
But not our program. We actually have a larger number of women who listen to this radio show.
Yes, we do. And I think it's partially because you have a female working for you who occasionally chimes in, and that's helpful. But also, I think we just appeal to all audiences.
Well, yes, I think so. It could be. It has been said that I am the Justin Bieber for my generation.
Okay, Tom.
I'm just repeating what has been said. I'm a pretty humble person that way.
Yes, you are.
But anyway, I think what we're going to try to do is maybe on Fridays or Thursdays or something, we're going to have a dance party.
Okay.
A national dance party. So we'll have people call in, and they're going to be dancing in Wichita or Greensboro or Portland or
Salem.
That's
a great idea.
And we're just going to have – we got to have some fun. You know, we're in the middle of a dark winter – hot
need some
summer.
Dance. Need some dance.
We got to have some R&R. Okay. All right. Just want to run that by you. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, we told you earlier in the show about the U.S. Navy going woke. And my concern here is that these lessons in critical race theory, these safe spaces the Navy's creating for people confused about their pronouns, it's causing problems with military preparedness. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Good to have with us Congressman Chip Roy out of Texas. And Congressman, I know you addressed this on your Twitter feed, but could you imagine a soldier telling General Patton that he could not fight because he was misgendered by the enemy?
I mean, we may have to have a remake of Patton, the 21st century version. I mean, really, talking about turning over in your grave, I mean, what we are doing right now to the United States military is absolutely absurd in terms of using it as a social engineering experiment. And of course, now, in all their infinite wisdom, they want to draft our daughters in the process, all while trying to tell me, oh, don't worry, we'll never draft your daughters to put them on the front line. But they can't even tell me the difference between men and women, and they can't figure out pronouns. Like, we know what this is. It's all about social engineering. It's about advancing a woke, radical leftist agenda. It's about equity, diversity, and all the things that are destroying the fabric of our society, but the military in particular.
You fired off a letter, and you mentioned this just a second ago. You fired off a letter to the House Armed Services Committee, very concerned about drafting women, thousands of women, who many already serve admirably, as you point out, in the military. Why do you have a problem with adding women to the draft?
Well, first of all, putting aside the wisdom of the or the need for a draft, I mean, I'm fine with you know, us having a draft and selective service for men, but you know, you can have a debate about that using the power of government to conscript. But if you're going to conscript, what kind of a society conscripts 18-year-old girls, daughters, sisters, in some cases mothers, and says, yeah, we're going to go throw them into the military and go throw them into combat? Well, then my colleagues, including those on my side of the aisle who support this, will say, well, yeah, no, but don't worry. We'll never send your daughter to the front line. But then they'll say at the same time, oh, we'll never need to have a draft unless crap hits the fan and we're dealing with a, you know, land war against China. I'm like, well, which is it, right? But we know what the situation is, right? There's 17 million men of draft registration age. There's something like 50 or 60 million fighting age men. This isn't about the need to have women be drafted. This is about making a political point for specific woke radical purposes. That's what it is. It's to say, hey, this is all about equity. And I'm not, I'm going to be very clear. You are not going to draft my daughter, okay? And if any Republican is responsible for that becoming law, I will make it my mission to oppose that Republican and to burn the entire establishment, including Republicans, to the ground. I'm not going to have it. It is undermining our military, it's damaging our society, and it targets our daughters, and they don't need to be drafted. If they want to go sign up and do it on a volunteer basis, more power to them. But I will note one other thing, Todd. The Army has acknowledged, and women have acknowledged, that they have, in fact, reduced standards in the name of equity. Now, maybe you don't need standards for drones, but if you're going to have combat and military readiness, at least acknowledge that they, in fact, in the Army combat fitness test, under oath, they have testified to this, that they have reduced the standards because nearly 50% of active duty enlisted female soldiers could not pass previous versions, compared to 92% of men.
I mean, Congress,
we should acknowledge this.
And Congress, you lay all of this out, and it's not just your opinion. You're backing up the opinion with facts that women are, and you write this in the letter, women are just not as capable as men in combat roles. And you point out a Marine Corps study. They spent, what, $36 million on this study. What did the study find?
Well, it found that you had all male units outperformed the mixed gender units at a scale of 70%, and that's not surprising, right? Again, that was all male versus mixed gender combat units, and of course they spent $36 million to figure this out. The military should not be a social engineering experiment, right? If people want to go and they want to go volunteer and they can meet the objective standards for performance that our military says is needed to win on the battlefield, then great. God bless them. And I will celebrate every one of our heroes, male or female. God bless them. And you know, leftists like to say, well, you didn't serve in the military. You can't say anything about this. You know what? To hell with you. I'm not a doctor and I talk about health care. I'm not a cop and I talk about what we talk about with crime, because I was elected to represent 750,000 Texans, including the thousands that come up to me when I see them on the streets and they say, thank you for protecting my daughters from a leftist woke government trying to draft them.
It's just it's mind-blowing. And Congressman, we've been pointing out, this goes back to the Obama administration. They're the ones that gutted the military, firing all of those generals and replacing those patriotic men with woke individuals who are following some sort of a radical agenda. I mean, you've got a bunch of Mark Milleys now running the Pentagon.
Well, all I know is it is on the hands of the current leadership of the Pentagon what is happening at the Pentagon.
No doubt.
And we see what's happening at the academies, all of these trainings, this woke stuff. You know, you can talk about civilian control in the White House. I agree. And they should defer to the commander-in-chief that way. But I can tell you this, you know, if you give me an order to tuck tail and run from Afghanistan and leave $85 billion of equipment on the field and undermine our national security, I'm going to say, Mr. President, you can have my resignation because you're undermining our national security. Our brass should be ashamed of what they're doing to the DOD right now.
Congressman Chip Roy on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker, live from the great state of Texas, 21st Congressional District down there. Congressman, you posted this on Twitter, sharing some information from our friend Bill Malugan over at Fox. that Mayorkas is now saying that they have operational control of the border. I mean, how do they get away with spewing those kinds of lies?
Well, first of all, thank you for I want to thank Bill for all that he's doing down on the border. Great reporting. And the fact is, in a House Judiciary Committee hearing about 2 months ago, Mayorkas looked at me when I asked point blank, do we have operational control of the border? And he looked at me and said, yes. He smirked and then said his predecessor would have said the same thing. The fact is, one, that's a lie. They don't have operational control. Two, his predecessor never said the same thing. They said they were working towards operational control. Three, they at least had a credible claim that they were actually diminishing the flow because they were using return to Mexico microprotection protocols and they were using Title 42. These jacklegs refused to actually do their job and enforce the law, to follow their oath to faithfully execute the laws to secure the border. It's purposeful, and they're undermining our national security in the process, and there are dead Americans because of fentanyl. There are dead Americans because criminals are able to be in the United States because we have wide open borders and the cartels have operational control of the border. We could stop it tomorrow, but they refuse to.
Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there. Great stuff as always, and thank you for writing that letter. I know a lot of our constituents are fans of the military. They support the military, and they're just as outraged over this idea of drafting our daughters into war. So thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Happy to, Todd. God bless you.
All right. God bless. Congressman Chip Roy. Ladies and gentlemen, those are the kinds of people we need up on Capitol Hill. He's not afraid of saying what needs to be said. And as he told us, he will burn the establishment to the ground if any Republicans dare endorse this move to draft girls into military service. Now, I'm curious. We're going to open up the phone lines on this. We have a couple of lines open now. Do you support or oppose efforts to draft girls, women, into the military? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. I've got to tell you about my favorite iced tea, Life Change Tea. They're having a big summer sale. Buy three, get one free. It's summertime. It's hot. Who doesn't like a delicious frosty glass of iced tea? Well, Life Change Tea is simply incredible. It's made right here in the U.S. of A., and it comes in three delicious flavors, natural peppermint and pomegranate. They've been around since 2007. By the way, I love the peppermint tea. They've been around since 2007, made right here in the U.S. of A., super easy to brew. Keep it in your fridge and drink it every day. You're going to feel so much better. I have one glass every single day, and it is outrageously good. Go to getthetea.com to order yours today. Getthetea.com. Now listen up. Use my discount code Todd10. That's Todd10. Put that in the discount code. You're going to get $10 off plus free shipping. That's over a $50 savings at getthetea.com.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Grace Baker, what did you do for Juneteenth?
I celebrated my dad because it was Father's Day, too.
No, Father's Day is no more. When Father's Day is on the same day as Juneteenth, you're not allowed to celebrate.
Well, that's just sad. So I guess I broke the rule.
Yeah, you did. But actually, you didn't, because otherwise I was going to have to call you out.
Oh.
Yeah, so it turns out that apparently white people are not allowed, and I don't want to say this too, just folks, just get, bring your ear closer into the radio. I don't want to say this too terribly loud, but if you're of the Caucasian persuasion, if you are a saltine American, you are not allowed to commemorate or celebrate Juneteenth.
No.
So you just have to back away from the holiday, just slowly back away from the holiday. And I bring you this item from Malina Abdullah, Grace Baker. So Malina Abdullah, you may say, who, pray tell, is Malina Abdullah? Oh, she has a very important position, a taxpayer-funded position at Cal State. She is a professor in the Department of Pan-African Studies. And this has nothing to do with skillets. This is a Pan-African. You all right there, Grace?
I'm sorry.
You look a little flustered.
I feel a little peckish after hearing that.
Hey, now. So anyway, Professor Abdullah of the Department of Pan-African Studies wrote this on her social media page. Attention, white people. That's us.
Oh, no.
All right. So maybe I should be a little bit more vocal about this. Attention, white people.
That's better.
This is from Professor Abdullah, whose salary is paid for by your tax dollars. Attention, white people. Please don't ask if you can come to the cookout. Juneteenth is Freedom Day for black folks. It should be Reparations Day for white folks.
Dang, that's a little harsh.
That escalated quickly. So I don't. What are we supposed to? Are we supposed to bring the charcoal briquettes? I mean, as a way of expressing our reparations.
Free food.
You know, I read comments like this, and look, if you want to, I don't know why Juneteenth is a federal holiday. I mean, if you want to make emancipation a federal holiday, make Emancipation Day a federal holiday, not Juneteenth. But again,
this is closer to the 4th of July.
And you see, this is why. Because they want to, you know, they want to attack the 4th of July. And what they're trying to tell you, these people like Malina Abdullah, she has no discernible skill set, only to be a rabble rouser. And she is the chairperson, or she's a professor in the Department of Pan-African Studies, which has nothing to do with skillets. They want to marginalize the 4th of July. And what they want to say is, well, that's the white people holiday.
Ugh.
But we all know how it goes, because they'll double dip. So they'll celebrate on Juneteenth, and then they'll double dip and celebrate on the 4th of July.
You mean they'll go to both barbecues?
They'll go to both barbecues. I'm just saying. But I'm reading this woman's thing here, this statement from Malina Abdullah.
Sad little woman.
She is a sad woman. And we're going to try. I'm going to call her. I'm going to see if Professor Abdullah will come on the program.
Okay. I think you should definitely give her a personal call.
But anyway, I'm concerned about this idea of reparations. Because, Grace Baker, I read these comments that these people make, and it seems to me that they think that one day people like you and me ought to be out in the fields picking cotton. That's what I think these people really want.
Really?
When you say reparations, what do you think reparations mean?
Like give them money?
Yeah, I know that's going to cause controversy, but you know what? I'm calling these people out. What do you mean I owe you reparations?
I'm going to get a phone call.
What am I supposed to do? Mow your grass? I'm supposed to whack
Karen
your
lady.
Weeds? Where's Karen?
Karen!
Oh, by the way, have you heard this? Oh, we got to play this audio. So you think I'm kidding here. This is a school teacher who is telling her children in the classroom to pledge their allegiance to the Afro-American people. And I'm not making that up. Take a listen.
On the count of three. One, two, three. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the Afro-American people. Under God, I will protect freedom, seek peace, honor our ancestors, and encourage and support the development and prosperity of people of African descent. You may be seated.
No, I'm not kidding. We're going to play this again now. At the beginning, she actually tells the children, because what do you do, Grace Baker, when you pledge allegiance? What do you do? You stand up.
And you put your hand over
You take your hat off, and you put your hand over the heart.
Yes.
But apparently that's just for white people. That's how the white people do it. So now this teacher is telling, she told them originally, fist up. Fist up. Take a listen.
Fist up.
Fist up.
On the count of three. One, two, three. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the Afro-American people.
What?
Under God, I will protect freedom, seek peace, honor our ancestors, and encourage and support the development and prosperity of people of African descent. You may be seated.
And you white people, you better not be at my barbecue. That's what they said, right? Folks, whatever happened to MLK's dream? What happened to that? What happened to not judging people based on the color of their skin? What happened to that, America? This is the Tom Stearns Radio Show. Shame on you. Shame on you.
When you bundle your renters and auto insurance with Progressive, you could save money. But it doesn't cover any terrible memories living rent-free in your head.
You remember that time you were singing in the shower, and then you heard a knock on the wall, and then you realized that your bathroom shared a wall with your neighbor's bedroom, and all you could do was stand there silently, thinking about all the other things they may have heard in the 4 years you've lived there? Yeah, good times.
Sorry, we can't save you from that memory, but we could save you money bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers. Renters insurance and bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Hope you're doing good. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program, broadcasting border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. So, by the way, I've got to give a huge, huge shout out to our friends over at Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. We love these guys. They've been a great partner with us. And, folks, I want to encourage you to make the switch to Patriot Mobile. You say, yeah, but, you know, I've had my current service provider for a long time. Well, you know what? That current service provider may very well be taking your money and using it to fund some far left-wing causes like Planned Parenthood, for example. Patriot Mobile, they only donate their money to organizations that fight for causes we care about. And they have great deals for anybody, you know, no matter how big or how small your budget is, they're going to be able to help you out. If you're a veteran or a first responder, man, they're even going to give you an additional discount because that's the kind of people they are. I want you to go right now to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Or give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Now, get this. If you use my promo code Todd, they're going to give you a special discount and free premier activation at patriotmobile.com/Todd. Well, look, earlier in the program, we were talking about this new Navy instructional video coming out urging sailors who get triggered to go to a safe space for their pronouns. So if you've been misgendered, they want to help you. Also, Congressman Chip Roy firing off a letter opposing the female draft. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend, retired Army Colonel David Giamona, joins us. By the way, has a great new book coming out in August, The Military Guide to Disarming Deception. Colonel, good to have you with us.
You know, Todd, it is always a pleasure to be with you.
Colonel, I want to get your reaction to this video, which, by the way, folks, you can watch on toddstearns.com. I mean, Colonel, the idea that a sailor could completely become discombobulated by simply by using the wrong pronoun.
Yeah, we've come a long ways, haven't we, Todd? I actually had to laugh when I watched the video. And I'm sure a lot of those Navy guys, as I know the Army guys would watch something like that, and they would just say, oh, that's just suits down in Washington trying to do the stupid thing. And I'm hoping that they'll just blow it off. But the fact of the matter is, wokeism is alive and well in the military, and we have a lot of knuckleheads in leadership trying to espouse these things, which should be focused on the warfighter mission. You know, that's what we're doing. We're supposed to be getting paid for.
Kill the enemy and break stuff. I mean, that's basically the responsibility of the military, and I just don't see that happening here, Colonel. And correct me if I'm wrong, but this goes back to the Obama years when they got rid of all of those generals in that great purge.
Well, Barack Obama really was the guy that opened the Pandora's box to all that we're seeing right now. You know, he had that sleek, suave, smooth personality. But underneath, man, that guy was a ravenous wolf. And he did a lot of things that hurt the military on purpose, trying to make it a social experiment. He knew what he was doing, and now we're paying the price. And you can see it across the board. I hope we're ready, Todd, because China is flexing its muscle. Russia, of course, and Ukraine, and just today said we're ready to take on of NATO. You know what? We better be ready, or we're going to get our rear ends kicked in the next battle.
What are you hearing from people that are currently serving in the military and military veterans? Are they concerned about military preparedness?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I just got out a few years ago, and my number one job in the Asia Pacific region was getting commanders to talk about, hey, we need to stop all this stuff that we're trying to train and focus on war fighting training skills. And so that's exactly what we need to be doing right now. And a lot of people are concerned. Congressmen are concerned, ex-military. I have a general on my staff, a couple of generals, and they're saying the same thing. Look, we got to be focused, ready, prepared for the next battle, because if we're not, you know, America has never won its first battles in any war in history. So we better watch out.
And again, you know, when it comes to the homeland, well, I think we're okay, because just about every, you know, every person, at least in the southern states of the Midwest, are armed. So I'm not too terribly concerned about that. But it is disconcerting when you see these stories, and it's not just the Navy, Colonel. It's the Air Force tweeting out a woman saluting, and her arm is rainbow colored. You had the Marine Corps with their ad featuring a combat helmet, and they had rainbow colored bullets. And even Space Force is getting involved. They've got a picture of an astronaut holding the rainbow flag on the moon, titled "Queer Space." So you do wonder what the heck is going on here.
Well, some of my buddies in the real combatant command, Special Forces, Army, you know, Navy SEALs, they laugh at some of this stuff going on, because when you're out there training, you don't think about that. You're thinking about, hey, I'm going to get killed, or I'm going to kill somebody, and I better get ready. This other stuff is civilians' wokeism. I call it jokeism. Yeah, it's affecting our military, but, you know, in the end of the day, I'm hoping and praying that, you know, the true leaders, the true military men and women, will come to the forefront, and all the others will shake loose.
I'm curious to get your take on Congressman Chip Roy. He's very concerned about females being included in the draft, so they're going to have to start registering for the draft. He thinks that is a bad idea.
Well, all the military generals, officers I've ever talked to in the 32 years have all said, a lot of them were Vietnam era, they don't want the draft, period, because in the draft, you get all kinds of ash and trash, people that you got to babysit. They want volunteers that want to come and stand up for the military, for their country. And so I think, you know, volunteerism is the best way to go. The draft, it's only in the case of national emergency, we're going to need everybody. But, you know, it takes a lot to do that, and it's a strain on the system, absolutely.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, David Giamona, retired Army colonel, got a great new book coming out in August called The Military Guide to Disarming Deception, Battlefield Tactics to Expose the Enemy's Lies and Triumph in Truth. What's your book about?
Whoa, what we're talking about right now is the fact of the matter is there's deception on every level, Todd. Government, religion, church, education, science, and we expose all the lies every chapter, and we get people ready, you know, to understand the truth and how to battle the lies that are out there right now, and there are a lot of them.
No doubt about it. And, of course, the book coming out in August. Folks, if you like information, we've got a link on our website. But you can go to battle-ready.org. That's battle-ready.org. All right. Well, Colonel, thank you so much for coming on, and congrats on the new book.
Hey, Todd, thank you. Always a pleasure, my friend.
All right. That, again, Colonel, or U.S. Army Colonel, retired Colonel David Giamona, and the book coming out in August. We have a link to that over on our live show block. 844-747-8868. I got to tell you, I love our president, Donald Trump. In South Haven, Mississippi, he was there over the weekend. And if any of you were at that big rally, I would love to hear your thoughts on the president and his performance. President Trump made a statement. Of course, we know that Joe Biden took a spill on his little bicycle. We have offered on this radio program to buy the president some training wheels, and they're going to be very nice, very classy. We're not going to get these on eBay. We're going to they'll be brand spanking new, shiny. Also, a chairlift for Air Force One. Now, originally, we were going to invite you to contribute, but I decided, you know what? That's just too much trouble. I'm just going to pay it outright. And so we're reaching out to the White House to see if, in fact, we can pay for the chairlift, the stairlift for President Biden for Air Force One. We're going to have it painted. It'll look just like Air Force One. It'll blend in very nicely. And also, we want to buy the president some training wheels. Anyway, President Trump was asked about this in the aftermath. Here's what he had to say. Cut 7.
It's a disgrace what they're doing to our country. But we can erase the calamities of the Biden years. All it takes is a House, a Senate, and a president who will put America first. One of the greatest travesties of all is to see a person in the White House who, even after years of political experience, has absolutely no clue how to be the president of the United States. And I hope he has recovered, because, as you know, he fell off his bicycle today. No, I'm serious. I hope he's okay. Fell off a bicycle. I make this pledge to you today. I will never, ever ride a bicycle.
Thank you, Mr. President. 844-747-8868. Now, before we go to Ronnie in Oregon, Ronnie is very upset about this Pledge of Allegiance teacher. In case you missed this, I want to play the Afro-American pledge that a teacher made students recite on Juneteenth. Let's take a listen. Fists up.
On the count of three. One, two, three. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the Afro-American people. Under God, I will protect freedom, seek peace, honor our ancestors, and encourage and support the development and prosperity of people of African descent. You may be seated.
All right, let's go to Ronnie, listening to us on KYKN in Oregon. Ronnie, you heard the pledge. What do you think about that?
Oh, my God. I thought I had to put on a wig and act like Madea and go Hamilton ever Louis L'Amour on that lady. I'm just telling you, that's an insult to, as to me as American. It's an insult to my foster father, who served in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, and had to deal with the Auschwitz and everything else. For them to go through that, why don't they just go ahead and put a brown hood on their head and just go Black Power? It's an insult. I am an American. It dishonors Reverend King, Billy Graham, Bob Jones, Sinatra, and anybody other American that have fought to give us our, to keep our civil rights, or even Frederick Douglass, going back to slavery. I consider it an insult. That teacher needed to be reprimanded, fired, and anything else. Any parent allows that happening and just go through is no different than a bigot themselves. And I consider it, because what's going on, let's go to CR2. Let's go to Abraham Ibidi, talking about 1619, okay? What they don't know about 1619, that it was a Dutch colony. And at the same time, you know, this lady here don't even care about the people that lost their lives. A good percentage of us lost their lives in Korea, where to, and even going back to the Civil War. For her to go through and de-Americanize who I am is a major insult, and she should be shamed. That school district should be having a recall on their people. I want a San Francisco moment, like they did this year and got rid of the district attorney. And we need prayer, we need pastors, we need parents, we need, don't make no excuses that you can't come out for something. Because they're basically indoctrinating your kids to be segregationists.
And it's insulting.
No, it is insulting. And then you have this professor there in California, and she says, white people, you don't get to celebrate Juneteenth. It should be Reparations Day for white folks. Ronnie, the whole point of that holiday is to divide this nation. I got a problem with that. And I, to your point, MLK is rolling over in his grave right now. This is appalling.
Yes, it is. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a lucky trip here in that mess. And I'm just, you know, I'm trying to make a living. I'm trying to do the American dream. Well, it feels like to me that they're drinking that Kool-Aid our two presidents go serving up. And since then, our country has crime-wise in the urban community has gone south. The people themselves has gone south. And they think that, and be of good cheer, my friend. The Lord is opening eyes. There is an awakening that is happening in our country.
Well, it's true. And Ronnie, we got I think your phone connection is getting a little scratchy there. But, Ronnie, we got your point. And, folks, Ronnie's mad about this. And it seems to me if you are a black person and you see this kind of stuff, you should be enraged. And we can't allow these professional race agitators to divide us. We just can't. That, and I got to tell you, I'm concerned about this professor. Grace, I'm not very good in the yard. I can't do good yard work. I don't want to pick cotton. I really don't. I just don't. And I think somebody like that, they won't say that, but I think that's where they want us to be, is, you know, in the fields picking the cotton.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just not a big fan of this.
You know, it's funny. It's like a few years ago, there's just a lot of things going on you would never think, oh, no way is that going to happen. So who knows what the future holds?
You know, I grew up in the 1970s, so segregation had already happened. And so, I mean, integration, rather, had already happened. So all the schools were integrated in the South. Mm-hmm. And this was never a problem growing up. I mean, it really was not. And then something happened in the early 2000s where all of a sudden, you know, we are worse off now in the minds of these professional race agitators than we were back in the Civil War times. And folks, we got to take a break. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
So growing up in South Haven, Mississippi, you know, the racial situation was not there. I mean, we all went to school together, black kids and white kids. We all just, I mean, this was in, what, 72, 73 when I was in first grade. And I just remember my dad sitting me down as a little boy, and it was just one of these things you just... The race thing really bothers me, and I get this email from time to time, and people say, Todd, you really take this personally, and I do, because I grew up in the South, and a lot of the things that you think happened in the South just did not happen. Now, I grew up in the 1970s. I did not grow up during the Civil Rights Movement. That had already happened, and so I lived in the aftermath of all of that, where we all went to school together. We played together. We didn't go to church together because a lot of, you know, black folks went to the black church, white folks go to the white church, Hispanic folks go to the Hispanic church. And that's the way it's always been, and I suspect it will always be. And now there are people, even within my denomination, the Southern Baptist Church, who think that's a bad thing. And it's always now about, everything is now about the color of the skin. It wasn't like that when I was growing up. And it bothers me because I suspect many of you, like me, grew up with parents who said, you know what, you respect the person. You don't, this is not about the color of somebody's skin. And that's the way I was raised. And it bothers me when there are people out there trying to intentionally divide us. There was a time where we were not divided in the 70s and 80s and even into the 90s. Yeah, there are problems out there. There are always going to be problems. But by and large, overwhelmingly, I think we all get it. Black, white, we just want to live the American dream. We want what's best for our families, and we want our kids to be better off than we were. That's what it means to be an American. You know what I'm talking about, America? This is the Todd Stern Show.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
Hey, remember how 20 years ago I switched to Progressive? Well, now it's the future, and I used all those savings to buy this new hologram phone. Because, you know, it's the future, and everything is holograms now.
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
All right, during the break, ladies and gentlemen, the Federal Reserve announced they are raising their benchmark interest rate by 75 basis points. First time in nearly three decades that's ever happened. First time since 1994. Folks, it's getting bad out there. It is getting bad, and do not check your 401k. There's no need. No need right now. Some guy told me he checked his. It was down like 20%. I told him, I said, don't check it. Just leave it be. Leave it be. It's getting rough out there, folks, and no doubt about it, from the grocery stores to the gas station to restaurants. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us a great American patriot. The man made the best pizza known to mankind. I'm talking about none other than Papa John Schnatter himself. John, good to have you back with us.
Thank you, Todd. Thanks for having me.
You know, John, back in the day when I lived in New York City, I have to tell you this story first. You know, everybody talks about the New York City thin crust pizza, whatever. You know, I moved there and I still found your pizza to be the best back in the day.
Yeah, the key 40% of your flavor is fresh packed sauce, which double the money is paste. And the largest consumer of fresh packed sauce is Chicago and New York. So what you're picking up on, New Yorkers understand real authentic flavor. Real fresh pack sauce. And so New York and Chicago are probably the two areas we didn't have as much of as a competitive advantage as far as differentiating the product as we do in other markets. But what you're doing is you're tasting real fresh packed, real sauce, real Italian authentic pizza sauce.
It was amazing back in the day. So it helped me make it through New York City living up in the Big Apple. So nice to be back down south though. John, I want to talk to you about the impact Biden's economy is having, especially on the food industry, which took a massive hit during the China virus. And now here we are, and it's like a double whammy for folks.
Well, it's probably a quadruple or a tenfold. You know, my heart goes out to the folks that wake up every day and make this country great. They're the backbone of America. As you know, when America works, America works. And the policies of this administration have been just brutal on the middle class. And, you know, if you continue with these policies, you create a two-tiered class, rich and poor, and you hurt the middle class. And that concerns me deeply, because the middle class, the working class, is the backbone of America.
You know, I'm a big foodie. I love, you know, watching the restaurant scene. And I mean, you talk about wanting to start a business. That's got to be one of, if not the hardest business to start and to run, which is a restaurant. And then when you've got these policies coming out from the government, it's just really, really hard, for people to be able to make ends meet.
Yeah. The mindset starts at the top, starts with the right attitude and the right ideology. I was blessed. I grew up with Reaganomics in 84 when I founded Papa John's. As you know, Todd, 9 out of 10 small businesses go under, and then you put on the headwinds and the regulation, the devaluation of the dollar, and the mindset. The mindset, small business is really taking it on the chin. And if you look at the energy policies of this administration, he told us he was going to raise gas prices. And everything in America runs on fuel, fossil fuel. And then you have these policies, these overregulation of the oil and gas industries that hurt supply, and as demand has increased since the COVID, the Chinese, as you call it, epidemic, it's put more pressure. And now you've got you're de-incentivizing the amount of gas and oil production that's predicted in the future with exploration and innovation is down some years as high as 90 from 2016, some years as high as 30%. So you've got a president who is determined to raise gas prices. You have a supply and demand issue with their ideology on and over-regulating. And what's going to further the possibility of gas prices staying high and maybe going higher is they've cut off exploration and new drilling. And they're going away from energy independence to energy dependence on foreign countries. And that's not good for America.
No, it's not. And again, you know, you get to see those prices. If you're not a farmer, maybe you're a consumer, you go to the grocery store, and that's why you're seeing those higher prices. You know, John, I own a news talk radio station in Memphis, and we have a lot of longtime sponsors and supporters. And one of the guys called me up, said, my gas prices are going up 30%. And, you know, we've got, you know, it's a problem. You know, where do you make up, you know, that amount of money? And it's just really hard for folks. What advice do you give to these small business owners out there to survive through these times?
Well, I subscribe to the Jimmy V model, which is never give up, just simply never give up. Tenacity and persistence, you know, always outweigh genius and talent. So you never want to give up. So you want to keep that positive mindset. And I don't see any policies. I don't see anything out of this administration. I don't see a locomotive that's going to pull this out of us until we get a different, you know, mindset in office. And, you know, the midterms are coming up, but the Americans need to go out in droves and do what they did with Carter. Now, the bad news is Biden has completely destroyed the best of the most robust economy in the world has ever seen under the Trump administration. But that's the bad news. The good news is Americans now have got to see in real time how devastating Jimmy Carter and Joe Biden policies are to their lifestyle. The left's ideology always takes the standard of living and the quality of life backwards. Conservative values, conservative principles always take everybody's lifestyle and quality of life upward. And as I've pointed out before, they throw around a trillion. You know, it takes 11 days to go from one to a million if you count it. It takes 32 years to count one to a billion. It takes 32,000 years to count to a trillion. So I'll give you the good news and the bad news. The bad news is they've gone out and spent 5, 10, 7, 8 trillion recklessly. I mean, it's just been bad fiscal policy and very reckless. The good news is they did it so quick and it's so much money. It's such an absurd amount of money that the consumer now goes, hey, if we print money and we're not responsible with our policies, it's going to hurt me sooner or later, i.e. the devaluation of the dollar and inflation. And when you print money, it is a cruel future hidden tax on the working man and working woman of this country.
You're absolutely right, and I mean, I couldn't have said it better. John, we've got a great link to your website. By the way, terrific website. What can people find if they want to go over to PapaJohnSchnatter.com? What will they find?
Well, I feel a little bit guilty on your show here because I didn't point out any fixes, except we have to change leadership. We have to change and get rid of this ideology that's really killing America. But I think the key takeaway is stay positive, stay upbeat, always make a contribution to yourself, to your fellow man, and your communities, and do the right thing. Run your life on principle. Run your life on natural law and things that have, you know, a long-term positive effect. You know, Papa John, since I've left, they're running the company on bad human nature. They've lost their principles. And if you run a company with good principles, sooner or later, good things are going to happen. And if you run your life and your company on principles of that are negative, you're going to have negative consequences. So I think stay positive, run your life with good principles, and do something for your fellow man, make a contribution, and stay positive.
Well said. And, you know, we're a talk show that promotes hope. And I do have hope at the end of the day. We believe that, you know, we are one nation under God. I know you do as well, John. And, you know, knowing that is where our true hope is, we are going to get through the difficult times. And, you know, life is going to throw some curveballs at us. But, you know, if we stay the course, we're going to be able to win the day.
Well, what's amazing is in 2016, when I retired from Papa John's, the stock was $88 a share. 5 years later, the stock is 83. So we're at the same stock price, is less actually than we were 5 years ago, and that's because the company's no longer run on quality, service, authenticity, and the fundamental principles that our Constitution and our great nation was built on.
Well said. And John, with that, we're going to have to take a break here, and we appreciate the great work you have done for our nation, and thank you for making that delicious pizza back in the day. It was a good one.
Well, thanks for recognizing that better ingredients do make a better pizza.
They certainly do. All right, John, God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, the founder of Papa John's Pizza, Papa John Schnatter, right here on the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We've got to take a break. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Glad that you are here today. By the way, heading to Nashville in a couple of days, and hope to see you at the big Road to the Majority Conference. Our good buddy Ralph Reed, President Trump, will be speaking Friday. I'll be speaking Saturday. And then in a couple of weeks, heading down to the Mississippi Gulf Coast. We're very excited to be raising money for Lighthouse Baptist Academy. I'll be speaking at the school and then at the church on Sunday. If you'd like information, you can go to toddstearns.com. All right, we have an update here. We've been covering the China virus over the past few days. All right, so here's the latest. So the China virus is sort of like yesterday's disease. Now we've got monkeypox to deal with, and it's a terrible thing. According to the... You know, folks, it's just one of those days. So apparently people are very upset over the name of the virus called monkeypox. And the reason why is they say that people, there's a stigma about monkeypox because apparently it's racist. Actually, I thought it was homophobic because originally they told us that it was happening in these gay, you know, raves across Europe, specifically the UK. And then they went on to say, well, anybody can get it, but if you go to those raves, you're going to get it. But now they don't want to call it monkeypox, and they're coming up with another name. You know, we're not going to help them out. We've been spending the last 3 hours helping George Washington University figure out a new nickname, and we're not going to help the World Health Organization rename monkeypox. I'm just saying, not going to happen. All right, time now for gay news across America.
The gay national anthem. Did you ever hear that? They call it the gay national anthem. But YMCA gets people up and it gets them moving.
Oh, yes, it does, Mr. President. It's just fabulous. Fabulous. All right. Toy Story. Ben Dieter, are you a big fan of Toy Story, the Pixar cartoon?
You know, I'm a fan of Woody.
Is that one of the characters?
I believe that's the cowboy.
The cowboy. Oh, that's right. That was the Tom Hanks character. Mm-hmm. And then there was a Mr. Potato Head and Miss Potato Head who are married. So she was Mrs. Potato Head. And then there was Buzz Lightyear. And so there's a big controversy over Buzz Lightyear. Tim Allen was the original voice of Buzz Lightyear. And now he's not. Patty Heaton, who is a friend of this program, by the way, from Everybody Loves Raymond, my favorite TV show. She's upset. She says that Tim Allen should still be the voice of Buzz Lightyear. And we don't know why he was not selected to, you know, resume his voice of the character, other than it could be his conservative politics. Anyway, Chris Evans is the new Buzz Lightyear. And Chris Evans is now defending Pixar's decision to include a gay kiss scene in the latest Toy Story spinoff. There you go. Disney says that they have reinstated a same-sex kiss between two lesbian characters. Now, who are the lesbians? Is it Miss? It's not Miss Potato Head. I mean, I guess you could switch out some of the parts, and that's the whole Potato Head thing, right? So I guess she could be gender neutral? I don't know. It's very confusing. Anyway, Chris Evans says, you know what? There's nothing wrong with the gay kiss, other than the fact, Chris Evans, that many of these Muslim countries are refusing to broadcast the film. They're not going to let them show this film in the movie theaters because of the lesbian smooch. There you go. Meanwhile, today at the White House, at this very moment, they're hosting the Gay Pride reception. And you know what, Ben? We're not going to tell people what's on the menu. We're just not going to do that. I don't want to go down that path. We're assuming there will be chicken wings, and I'm just going to leave it at that. Because you can't have a party without the chicken wings.
And I do think, again, they may have that cereal bar.
Stop.
I think they're serving Fruit Loops and Fruity Pebbles.
You got to put some Raisin Bran in there. Mm-hmm. You know I'm going to get. You know who's going to come after me now.
Oh no!
It's not a good thing. Meanwhile, Fox News Channel under fire from Megyn Kelly. This is a shocker. Didn't see this coming. A couple of days ago, we brought to you this story from Fox News. They were promoting transgenderism. It was a blatant piece of propaganda, about a 3.5-4 minute piece, and they were telling the story of this child who identified as a boy when she could be, before she could even speak. And Fox News was basically advocating for gender transition surgeries for toddlers. And it freaked a lot of people out, especially in the faith community, because they're saying, wait a second, this has nothing to do with who Fox News is. And for that matter, where is the fair and the balanced in this report? Megyn Kelly, of all people, coming out. And we have this story up on our website, toddstearns.com. And Megyn Kelly is condemning Fox News. This is a big deal because Megyn Kelly is, and we don't have time, we're not going to have time to play the audio. We'll save that for tomorrow. But Megyn Kelly is coming out and she is defending all of you parents out there who are enraged that this kind of thing was broadcast on a television station that I would contend was literally built on the backs of people of faith and specifically evangelical Christians. But as I warned you, you know, I worked there, 15 years? And I can tell you that over the past 2 years, the final 2 years of my time there, there was a massive radical shift in the culture at Fox. So I'm not terribly surprised. What I am surprised about is Megyn Kelly coming out and condemning this. That's how egregious this reporting is. But I will say that by and large, there are more LGBT activists working at the Fox News corner of the world right now than there are actual evangelical Christians. So we'll get into more of that tomorrow on the program. Again, ToddStearns.com. By the way, Father's Day coming up. It's a great opportunity for you to get a copy of my latest book, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. It is a family-friendly book. No, there are no lesbian kisses. No, Ben. No lesbian kisses in the book.
Maybe there'll be a sequel.
There are some recipes, and I do want to warn you about this, folks. You know, I'm a good teetotaling, you know, Baptist. Mm-hmm. But some of the recipes do contain let me just put it this way. We apparently have a lot of Episcopalian listeners in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Mm. So, but they assure me the booze, like, burns off.
Ooh.
And it just tastes good.
I've tried one of your recipes before. I think it got a tomato sandwich in there.
Stop it. Oh, I do.
You do?
No, I have a recipe. The Todd Starnes Mater sandwich recipe is in this book. That is correct. But no booze. Just good Mississippi red tomatoes. All right, folks, we got to scoot out of here. I want to thank you for joining us. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
So I used the savings from switching to Progressive 30 years ago to buy tickets to the championship game. You know, between those two teams that didn't exist 30 years ago. Yeah, I'm a big Alaska Palm Trees fan. Which is a team now? In the future?
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.